You get a chance to play, to go to the Super Bowl, what, less than an hour away from where you went to high school? How surreal is that?
Well, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, but it's just kind of being looked at as the next game. And that's how we're taking it, and that's what we're focused on.
So no sentimentality about playing close to home?
Nah, not at all. We've already played there once this year. A little different outcome than we wanted, but it's just another game.
Did you go to the Georgia Dome a lot growing up?
Yeah, one of my friend's dads used to play with the Falcons, so we used to go to a lot of games growing up.
Who's that?
Scott Case.
What's your sense of the importance of getting some of these receivers on the field on Sunday if you're going to be able to execute your offense the way you hoped to?
You know, those guys are taking their time to get right for us, and we need all hands on deck. And we need all those guys to be ready. So whatever they need to do this week to get ready, we'll let them do it. So it's important that we have everybody ready for Aaron and for us as tight ends to be able to click on full cylinders. And hopefully everybody will be up and everybody will be healthy.
Jared Mason, I think it was Monday, said he had watched that field goal like 10 times. How many times have you watched that sideline catch?
Quite a bit. It's kind of hard not to.
How many quarterbacks in football make that throw under those circumstances?
Not a lot. Not a lot.
What have you, do you think you is the most important thing you've provided the offense since you became a part of it?
Just a different element kind of in the middle of the field and different places and create more matchups. Create mismatches when needed, getting open when needed, being there when 12 needs me, or either clearing it out for somebody else to get open, and creating different triangles and on different parts of the field just to kind of help 12 out. And it's been vice versa. They've been doing the same thing for me. That's the best part about being in kind of a dynamic offense is you have different elements and different options and weapons to use at your disposal when needed.
Jared, when you were thinking about coming here in free agency, did they talk to you or did they show you what might be in the offense? Were they able to do that, or was it just you signed and then you came?
Yeah, a little bit. Talked about a little bit on my visit here. Talked about a little bit over the phone. It was kind of self-explanatory just from watching what Green Bay's done in the past with tight ends and seeing just the different routes and the different numbers of tight ends put up in this offense. So I kind of already knew.
Did you see what Finley had done in the offense? Was that part of it?
Yeah, absolutely. We used to watch the games all the time, and I used to keep up with Jermichael a lot being in Tennessee. So I kind of understood how they were using him.
How much of the appeal was the chance to play with Aaron?
It was huge. It was one of the main reasons why I looked to come here in free agency. Was what he brought to the table as a player and just as a person after I got to meet him, it just kind of sweetened the deal.
He said that when you signed that you guys had talked, he was out in L.A., I think, or maybe it was even before.
Mm-hmm.
Was that before you signed that you talked to him, or was it right after? And if so, what was that like?
I think it was right after my visit here he called me. And it was just a casual conversation, just excited to have me, look forward to working with me in the future type thing.
I mean, your phone rings, I'm assuming you don't know who it is, right?
Yeah, I didn't answer the phone. I don't answer unknown numbers.
Right.
So I didn't answer the phone the first time, and then he just shot me a text telling me who it was, and I called him back. We chatted for a little bit.
So it was a fairly long process for the whole time you were released and on the market. Even from the time you visited to the time you actually signed, took a little while. What was that like? What was that period like?
Oh, man. It was no biggie. I'm cool, man. There's not too many things that get to me or bother me. So it's just when going through situations like that, you just got to just be patient. it's working itself out most of the time. Just be patient and let it come around.
The perception may have been, though, that there wasn't a lot of interest, but that's not true, right? I mean, you had a lot of teams calling you.
Yeah, man. It's free agency.
I came across a newspaper article this week where someone caught up with your mom, and she said she still cheers on the Falcons, except when they play my baby, I think was the quote. What does it feel like to have that kind of backing, and especially from people that are deeply rooted in that community?
Oh, man, that's my heart, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I grew up on the Falcons. Everybody around there grew up on the Falcons. That's kind of all you know in Atlanta. That's the only team we really got. So, for her and other people to support me is pretty awesome.
Hey, Jared. Mike had mentioned earlier today, one of the things that really impressed him about you when you came in is how much work you put in to catch up with the scheme and kind of get up to pace on things. Is that the same approach you took to when you went to St. Louis, or was there something extra that you wanted to do when kind of learning this scheme and this system?
It was more... I think it was more catching up to do when I got here than St. Louis. St. Louis, when I got there, it was a little bit more of the same scheme, a little bit more of the same verbiage. When I got here, it was completely different. And I knew with a lot of people already being immersed in the offense here, I had a lot of catching up to do. So it was just kind of about that. It was a new step, and I wanted to make that step in the right direction. So I just buried my head the best I could in the books and just tried to stay up on game, and still trying to stay up on game on some things in terms of the offense.
Jared, did I read correctly that you've played with broken ribs before?
I had cracked ribs the past 2 years.
How did you – I mean, I know it's different than what everybody's body's different, but how did you manage playing through something like that?
You just suck it up and go. I mean, I couldn't imagine playing with broken ones. You know, it's – I couldn't imagine what Jordy's going through right now. It's tough, though. I mean, but you got to do what you got to do. Life goes on. No sympathy, right?
I'm no doctor. I go into WebMD once in a while. But
yeah, don't do that. That'll freak you out and make you think you're dying or something.
Cracked, is that more like a cartilage thing? Or
what's the... It's more like, hairline fractures instead of just a full clean break.
Do you have any concerns that I'm sure this is exactly how you figured it play out, that you'd be a big part of the offense. Did you have any concerns with a couple injuries that maybe you might not quite get to this stage of things, or were you always pretty confident that you'd eventually become the guy that you've become here down the stretch?
I'm not what you're trying to ask.
Well, yeah, you missed a bunch of the offseason stuff, and then you missed the big stretch. Mm-hmm. I'm sure. Was there some fear on your part that maybe you never get quite up to where you are now? I mean, is a gigantic focal point of this thing?
No, boss.
What's that?
No.
Okay. We'll give you the confidence that this will all work out like it has.
Yeah, I mean, when you go into things in life, you don't go in with a negative attitude like, oh, my gosh, what happens if this happens? No, you go in with a positive attitude, a positive outlook, and if something does happen, you just take a little detour, but you get back on path. You don't go into it with a negative mindset. You always think positive.